BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, I think we all deserve a weekend.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, this is what happened yesterday at Children in Need Rocks in Manchester when I told Chris Martin about Lady Gaga and weeing in bins.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely.
Where are you getting all the information?
From a reliable source, Chris Martin.
It sounds like the kind of story that you just made up out of your brain.
I haven't, honestly. It's been in the paper and everything.
Saying that she's taken to it is a little bit extreme, isn't it?
Okay, it was just a one-off. Yeah.
Of course, every morning she wakes up.
Classic journalist.
Sits on the bin, reads the paper.
I just like to imagine it.
They didn't... that was a bit weird. They didn't believe me. And I did say that she'd taken to it, which suggests she's done it more than once. Now, I wanted to get to the bottom of this. Radio 1 spoke to Gaga about this at the event last night, and here's what she had to say.
That's old news. I've been doing that for years.
For years. So, it's true. It's not just a one-off either.
It's difficult sometimes to go to the bathroom after I've gotten all dressed up because I wear cat suits and I'm all laced up. And I was at Alan Carr the other day and I had to go on really quickly and I had to pee and the bathroom was far away. So, you know, I just peed in the trash can and I know it might sound funny, but got to do what I've got to do to be on time for entertainment. That's showbiz.
That's showbiz. So there we are. She's done it more than once. So she has taken to it. Chris Martin, if you're listening. I love it. That's showbiz. We're weeing in a bin. Yeah, that's showbiz.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. And this is Scott Mills.
Hello.
And it's 20 to 5.
Yes, it is.
And here's Angelos.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm about 50%, if I'm honest with you. Yeah.
Right, what's wrong?
Well, I don't know whether you know Mr. Mills, but Shooting Stars.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I want to get straight into it.
Okay, right, let's go. Okay. So, Shooting Stars has been cancelled. They've announced the end of it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, what have you got to say?
Well, I warned them.
Did you?
Yeah, I did say, you know, I
what did you say?
Well, I said to them, this is going to happen, you know. Mm. I mean, to be honest with you, I couldn't care less. No. I mean, you've seen the show, haven't you?
I have. I've been on it, yeah.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, it's babyish.
It is stupid.
Yeah, it's a bit daft. And so I said to them, look, if you don't want this to go, then you've got to make some changes, you know. And I said to them, like, the pair of you, you've got to go. Yeah. Get in Jimmy Tarr back, right? Couple of new captains, Jimmy Cricket, Jimmy Carr, right? And then the thing will take off. But they didn't listen to me. No. And now look what's happened.
Would you have stayed with the new people?
Yeah, of course I'd have stayed. Because those people are talented people. Mm. I have to work with them too. Mm. And, you know, who knows what will happen to them now. Probably off doing cooking.
Probably, yeah. That's normally what happens, isn't it?
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. Have you spoken to Vic and Bob at all?
Yeah, I spoke to them, yeah. Yeah. I said, how are you? And they're like, yeah, I'm okay, thank you. And I said, okay, bye. So it was pretty quick.
Okay. But you've been snapped up by Channel 4.
Snapped up by Channel 4.
And in the same week, bam.
Yeah, I mean, these things don't take long, you know. I was like there thinking, oh, I'm unemployed, it's back to the van, etc. I was looking forward to it.
Right.
And then no such blinking luck, you know, I thought I'd put my feet up. You know what I mean? Like, watch Crime Watch and that. But no, they're like, come and do a show. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake. Mm. Yeah.
So what have they made you do?
Well, they've made me do my own show now. Right. Like, I've got to do six of them. And it's like talking to people and dancing.
Dancing?
Yeah, dancing. Mm. You know, like magic. Mm. And all the like, videos and stuff. And it's all that, isn't it?
Right. What is it? Are the sketches or...?
Hey?
Are you doing any sketches?
Yeah, I'm doing sketches, one or two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something for everybody.
Yes. Hello.
That's Becky.
Hello.
Hello, Becky.
I got your rider through where you said you wanted squid.
Yeah, I did want squid. I wanted squid chips and sweets, and I have yet to see any of that stuff appear. So what is going on here at Radio 1? It's not as if you haven't got any blinking money.
No, well, we were at Children in Need Rocks last night, so all I've had to get is some cookies from the garage.
Oh, okay. Well,
are they okay? Double chocolate?
Yeah, well, I can always flog them on eBay.
You won't get much for them, Angelos.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Did you watch any of the Children in Need concert last night?
No. I didn't watch any of
Lady that. Gaga was on.
Oh, was she?
What do you think of her?
I like her.
Why do you like her?
Is she the one that wears the meat?
Yes, sometimes,
I'm a big fan of her. She's outrageous, isn't she?
Isn't she, yeah.
She wears all that gear, the crowns, and kissing people.
Yeah.
And I like that sort of thing in a pop star.
So she gets a big tick from,
Big tick from Angelos, yeah. Big tick. And I tell you, a lot of the pop stars want a big tick from Angelos.
Yeah.
So she gets one, so she'll probably shift another million records now. Units.
Yes. JLS?
JLS, I like JLS, but if I'm honest with you, I'm more of a One Direction man.
Yeah?
Yes, they're a bit more current, a little bit more relevant, and I think it's only a matter of time before they are on the arena circuit as well.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I do like that X Factor.
You like X Factor?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I think the format is starting to become a little bit jumping the shark, if I'm honest with you. There are a few creases in the format now, but I think the overall thing is good.
Right. Okay. A lot of people like it, don't they?
Oh, millions of people like it. But, you know, a lot of people that watch it are... thick, you know, because it's just like fed up to you on a spoon, innit? Like, you don't have to think about it. You can eat your Chinese and watch X Factory.
You can X Factory, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like Ed Sheeran? He was in the Live Lounge a minute ago. Didn't even notice him, did you?
I didn't know who he
was. The guy with the ginger hair.
Oh, I like the look of him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't know his music.
I've never heard of him.
No.
I thought he's a student. This is the right place for him, hanging around here with his ginger hair. He's on one of them iPads and all, so he's obviously earning a few quid.
I think he is, yeah. He's doing all right.
He's doing
like,
well.
People really like him.
Yeah. Do you like him?
I do, actually. Yeah, he's very good, very talented.
Okay, thank you.
Do you go to many concerts, many gigs?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go to, like, stuff where I get free tickets. Yeah, I go there. I'm not shelling out for it because a lot of it is, you know, it's rubbish, a lot of the stuff now. But if someone's to say to you, "Er, Angelos, here's a couple of tickets to Kate Bush," I'll bite their hand off. I'll bite their hand off.
Right.
You know?
I've also seen that you've...
What now?
You've got a DVD.
I've got a DVD.
And this is it out next week?
It's out when? Yeah, I think
so. Next week.
The 21st of November, yep. You can buy that.
And it's a live performance.
Yes, it's a live performance filmed at the Digbeth Institute in Birmingham last year. And it's like an hour and a half long. And there's about three jokes on it. So
cool.
That's your cup of tea.
I noticed that it's priced at £20.42.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because they said £20, and I said, let's make it unique. Let's make it £20.42.
Yeah.
And they said...
Nothing is 42, is it?
No. I mean, why would you bother? Yeah. Why would you bother? But, you know, they said, yeah, okay. That was my idea. It was my twist on it, you know?
Yeah.
So they said yes, and they ran with it. So I'm happy with that. I've got something through, at least.
That's right. You know? When's your Channel 4 thing starting? It's all going on for you.
I don't know. I've got to do it, and I don't even know what's going to be on it, really. I said that to you earlier, but I was making that up.
Oh.
And so I've got to write it, and then next May, I think we'll do it then.
The question that most people are asking on Facebook today. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Twitter? Oh, you're on Twitter. You're big on Twitter.
I made you have me on this show.
Yes, you did through Twitter. You did. That's right. You stalked me.
I offered you £60.
You did.
And I think that's a fair price.
I think it is. Yeah. You might as well promote your Twitter while you're here. Get some more followers.
Yeah. At Epithemiu. That's your Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So they can log on and whatever.
They can.
Just follow me.
The question we're asking most, people are asking most, is what is in the bag today?
Yeah, they all want to know what's in the bag, innit? So, today, of course, I've got the horn.
Yeah.
Just as to the fan. this is my fold-up blind man's stick, which I carry with me because you never know, do you? You never know. That's my DVD. That's my prototype DVD cover.
That's nice.
That's all right.
Yeah, you'd written that yourself.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the... That's not the cover.
That was going to be the cover, but they said you can't do that.
Is this your writing?
Yeah. It's me done it. That was two stains on there.
Yeah.
They vetoed it.
Right. If we play a song...
Yeah.
I'd quite like you to introduce it, actually.
Well, that's what I've come for, really.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you angling for a job?
I want a job here.
You've got enough going on already, Channel 4, etc.
I'd like a little bit more. You know, you can never have too much.
Okay. Right, so it's the new song by Katy Perry.
Is it?
And just, you've got, I say Radio 1 as well. Obviously.
Okay, off you go. What's the new song by Katy Perry?
It's called The One That Got Away.
Okay, so Radio 1, this is the Scott Mills Show. Coming up now, we've got the new song by Katy Perry. It's called The One That Got Away.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katy Perry, do you want to do it?
No, I don't. You do it.
Katy Perry on Radio 1 and The One That Got Away.
Am I allowed to comment on that?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
No.
Not. I'll be honest with you. That is filler.
Yeah.
That is not killer. That is album filler.
I mean, it is one of the tracks, the many tracks she's released off the album. So,
yeah.
Should have left that one on there.
Yeah, leave it on there. Leave it. Let someone discover that. And if they want to play it in their bedroom, they can. But don't inflict it on the rest of us.
Sam in Hereford's been on. You know,
I know, free tickets.
You can have his ticket to see Scooter in Germany next week if you want.
Yeah, I'll have that. Yeah.
Okay, that's
Thank
a deal.
What is that?
Scooter. It's like mid 2000s techno.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but quite cheesy.
Yeah, Scooter, yeah.
You know, like, when I was young, I found an episode. That one.
Yeah, Scooter, yeah.
Okay, that's on.
Not interested.
Alice has been on from Bury St. Edmunds.
Oh, Alice. Hello, Alice.
Obviously, the normal single questions, are you single?
Yes, of course, yes. Well, no, I am an enigma, and, you know, it's not for me to say whether or not I'm single. Is she single? That's what we want to know.
I would imagine probably if she's texted that in.
What's she look like?
I don't know. Jack in Taunton, who's 21, says that you sound a lot like his head of year at school.
Yeah, I am his head of year at school, so we've cleared that one up.
Why is he at school if he's 21?
Yeah, that's... He's
maybe
sick.
Yeah, I think it was probably a while ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I need to say thank you very much for doing our show in Edinburgh each night.
Yes, you do need to do that, and that is why I've come on here, so you can say that.
I really enjoyed your chats with David Hasselhoff and Dappy.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah,
did you know who Dappy was before you'd interviewed him?
No, I didn't know him. And to be honest with you, after I'd interviewed him, I still was pretty unclear as to who he was.
But you knew the Hoff, right?
Oh, come on. I've seen Baywatch and all that. So, yeah, I knew. I was privileged to see the Hoff. But, what was he wearing?
I know, he does that sometimes.
That silver suit.
Yeah.
Nice fella, though.
He's really nice. Yeah. Sometimes he wears, like, leather, like an all-in-one leather like shirt and trouser combo.
Yeah, well, if you can get away with that... Then
Which he can.
Well, he can't, but, you know, just saying, if you can, you should.
Yeah. Angelos, thank you so much for coming in today.
That's all right.
Because I know that Radio 1's not really your thing, is
it? No, I'm more of an LBC man. Yeah.
You like the talk radio, do you?
Yeah, I like the talk radio.
Right, well, it's good to see you.
You too.
Angelos, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
You can take the bag away.
I will. Bye-bye.
And this is my record of the week, which you'll also find quite poor.
Yes.
It's by T-Pain.
Oh, forget it.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.